What's up, everybody? What is going on? Welcome inside the 30-Minute Lunch Break Podcast. My name is Brandon Rosenthal, and alongside me is my co-host, Eric Garcia. What's going on, my brother? How you doing?
Good, good, man. Ready to go.
Yes, sir. We are in my car. We're on video. The mic just fell down a little bit. Mike is in the back seat. What's going on, Mike?
He hasn't fallen down yet.
Yeah, he hasn't fallen down yet. He'll appear and then vanish every now and then, depending on... He has something to say, so you might see him in the background come into fade and then go back out into the blackness, just like that.
I mean, we're exploring the artistic side of the 30-minute lunch.
Yeah, we are trying to figure out this whole video thing. So we're going to do some more video and throw it up and see what the hell happens. This is episode 131, and we have some things on our mind. A lot of things have happened on the last few days, so we figured it would be a great day today to sit down and, you know, kind of how we started in the car talking about stuff.
Well, and the best, this is one of the reasons why we did a podcast.
And we haven't talked in a while.
Why we love the podcast, why we did a podcast, the whole reason why a podcast is. This is one of those days where I even told you that right now on Saturday. I couldn't wait to get this done.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I want to talk. I want to talk a lot and I want to say a lot of things and let's fucking get into it. Let's
you know what? Talk. It actually is the Eric show. So I'm just going to leave So we have a few things on our mind, a couple big trades in the NBA and in the NFL that happened that really shocked us, shocked me when I saw the news. Now, they were both like, whoa, what the fuck moments. And also our Super Bowl preview. We'll talk about the Super Bowl.
Might as well.
It's only in a few days
now. It's only the biggest game of the season.
Only the biggest game of the year. And also... it also marks the one-year mark of us doing video. So that's pretty dope.
Bring it back.
So to start, the first trade we'll talk about in the NBA.
Okay.
I know I was sitting at home. I think I was at home. I was at work. It's like 2 o'clock and I was at work. And all of a sudden I got the news because I have my Apple Watch. My watch told me Blake Griffin's traded.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what?
Yes.
And if I told you a Clipper was going to get traded, you probably would have listed their entire roster, Doc, Austin, Ballmer.
Or at least the main thing that we've heard, like, for the last...
Or DeAndre.
Every single day. Where did DeAndre go is
exactly.
The only thing that I would have said.
Like, I was like, okay, well, DeAndre must be in Cleveland then, right? No. It was Blake Griffin who got traded, which was a surprise to me because he signed that big fucking mega deal just before. And I'm like, well, this is Blake's team now. And they still had year one of this weird team. Like, I didn't think they'd trade Blake.
Clipper for life.
Apparently. What are they going to... All the selfies are gone, man. What are they going to do? How are they going to cover up the banners now? What are they going
to
cover them up
me,
with?
To me, dude...
Boban?
Look, hindsight is always 20/20. But you heard LeBron's comments earlier. Like, you know, when a team trades you, they're doing the best thing for their business. It's a business move.
Of course.
When you leave, you're a snake. You're not loyal. You have no commitment. That's how it looks, right?
Shout at KD?
Yeah. No, he's saying that's...
I know. Well,
basically, he's saying, look, if Blake Griffin would have left the Clippers last year, everybody would have been like, you're not loyal.
Oh, it would have been not loyal.
You're whack as fuck.
For sure.
But if they're getting rid of you, it's a good business move. Look, this is the one thing that I'll say. Look, of course, hindsight is 20/20. We know what's up. But
yeah.
I look at it like this. If... I know everybody tries to do it, but sometimes you ask. Like, you know how it's a fake ask? Like, I'm asking you. I want you to say no. We're going to move on past this.
Right.
But I might as well try. The Clippers didn't just do that part. They kind of pushed for it. If you're kind of trying to convince me from the jump that we don't need to have a no-trade clause up in here, you're already letting me know. Like, dude, we're going to sign you because this is what you deserve, but, like, we're really going to cut you the second we fucking want to right away. It might be, like, what is this, 50 games into the season?
If that?
Yeah, and he's already
around
gone.
There, he's gone.
You know, and this was a Clipper for life, so.
Well, I mean, what was shocking to me was that he could have went anywhere in the offseason, and the Clippers convinced him to stay, and he probably wanted to stay and come back and show.
He wanted to stay.
Like, the fans of L.A., and also, like, let's be real, he lives in L.A.
Well, and also, let's be real, though, he got paid a lot of money, though. He did the wrong...
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Like, he was already a Clipper.
$174 million.
Yeah, so take that. Give me all of that, please.
All right, well, who won the trade, in your opinion? Because what's your take on this trade? Is it good for the Clippers?
Look, I heard this comes. You know, I know I've always came off, and maybe I have been, but I'm not the biggest fucking Blake Griffin fan. But I'm going to tell you this. You know who won this trade? Blake Griffin. I actually like his comments today, what he was saying, and I actually agree. I know it's bullshit, but I believe him. Like, and this is why I'm saying he won the trade.
Right.
Where, he said, this is where I want to be, simply because everybody says this, but you believe certain guys. He wants to play somewhere where they want him. That's simply it.
That matters to him.
That matters huge. And it matters to a lot of people, but it seems like he really meant it. And that's why I'm saying he won. Look, the Clippers, thank you. You gave me that ridiculous contract. I'm grateful for that. I'm not even going to get salty for the franchise that gave me that mad contract. Ship me to Bosnia if you have to afterwards. Just give me my money cash. U.S. dollars, though, always.
Make sure.
You know? Like, no Bitcoin, none of that shit. Let's do this, you know? Like, let's do this for real, though. But, you know, like, for me, the Pistons isn't the worst team in the world.
No, not at all.
You know, and
Stan Van?
Again.
Oh, Stan Van is an upgrade over Doc, right?
Again,
we agree on that?
Yeah.
Yes. And again, the Clippers, I mean, the Pistons gave shit up to get him. So whether it's just like a tug at your ego, whatever you want to call it, that's got to feel good.
Yeah.
Like, yo, you were willing to give up assets to get me. You want me. That's it. There's no hiding the fact.
I mean, they have a decent team. And if you're thinking like, well, we got Drummond and we got Blake. If LeBron leaves, it's wide open. I mean, they can compete maybe with, with Boston, with Gordon Hayward, maybe Boston is that number one team for sure. And I don't know if Detroit is there, but they can get a shooter. They can go grab a shooter.
They could do that, but they don't get free agents the normal route. So this is the way the Pistons need to do business.
And now they
you
can
trade
get that
and
shooter.
Get a guy. He's not coming on his own. Like, if you know, okay.
Blake would not have signed with Detroit
last season. Exactly. Yeah, that wasn't an option,
for
right?
Sure.
But once he's there, once he's there, you consider.
He's already there.
Everything is different, right? Once you have somebody in house, it's different. Unless you're a shit show, and then all you did was show the guy how much of a shit franchise you are. I mean, that's an option. That happens sometimes too.
Yeah.
But if you're not all the way fucked up and you got sort of your shit together, you got him indoors, you convince him that you really want him, and you keep him. And at the end of the day, look, Blake Griffin knows what the fuck his contract means to a lot of teams. That's a lot of fucking money, dog.
Yeah.
Again, if you're willing to get my contract, if you're willing to trade for me, then that means these fools are for real.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's more likely they get rid of Drummond than Blake at this point.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah.
So, right, like, the Pistons are making this is a Blake move. This is your team now.
Yeah.
He still gets to have his own squad. So
he's just in a lot colder weather.
Another reason why I'm banking on Blake is the winner in all of this.
What the fuck? That's Blake Griffin saying thanks.
Oh, we were going to record earlier at 9, so I was
set an alarm at 9 o'clock.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean,
That's I agree. Because I was going to say, whoever got Blake Griffin won the trade. In my personal opinion, just because he's the best player in the deal. That's always how it worked for me. I like Blake. I haven't been a Blake fan because he always jammed it on Gasol and dominated the Lakers whenever they played. Mm-hmm. But I've been a fan of his game, and he's improved. You know, yeah, he's not shooting the mid-range game that great. But, I mean, you don't want Blake Griffin shooting mid-range jump shots. That's not what he does. He is a dunker. He's improved the three-point shot. He's a very good passer, pretty good pick-and-roll player. What he wants is a pretty good rebounder.
Yeah.
So, I mean, not the best defender or rim presence, but you have Andre Drummond.
Yeah.
And with Reggie Jackson, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, look, but with that being said, like I said, I've never been the biggest fan. I gave him all the props I'm going to give him. That was a good, like I said, it was a good move for him. But now I'm going to also say what I've always felt. He should have never gotten the contract. I would never say, if I was a Pistons, I wouldn't do this. Simply because everything you said is correct. But my one concern is the same concern I'm always going to have. Is he going to be able to be healthy?
Mm.
So, fuck what you got if he ain't shit. If he ain't healthy. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So, that's my biggest
concern. I hope so.
Of course. Shit, you know what? I'm not want to wish injury on somebody. So, it's just one of those things where that's why I would have never paid him that money to begin with. A guy with his injury history just doesn't deserve that.
This is Jerry West written all over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
What do you think? Well, do you think it's like Lawrence Frank and they just wanted to get rid of this guy?
No, I think the Clippers in a way, I can't say everybody won, but maybe everybody won. I think the Clippers were just like, we just need a fucking change. Like they were able to admit they were wrong. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
We paid them too much. We need to get out of this now. Like, let's just cut the shit. Let's get money. Let's get assets. Let's get draft picks. Let's do something. I mean, they're not going to be able to keep him. What's his name? Avery or whatever.
No, they traded Avery. Oh, the Clippers? Maybe. They might be able
Tobias
to
get Harris.
Maybe. I don't know.
I was going to ask, do you think they gave enough? Because it also was one,
first round pick and a second round pick.
The pick is what really matters to me. The second round pick might become shitty. I don't know about that. You know, like, I know as Laker fans, we've seen them nail it the last couple of years, but that's not really the case. That's still not usual.
We got lucky.
You know what I mean? Exactly. So, and we're not lucky. Not you know, great. They did the right thing. No. Some of these picks were great, actually, compared to what these.
I mean, we got lucky with the lottary. Like, where our pick ended
where
up.
Where our pick, what kind of where second our round pick ended up. There you go.
They've done a great job drafting.
But you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So to me, it's a reset button. Straight up, the definition of reset button.
Yeah, I agree. This you is know what I mean? Think. And then I think a few guys are going to get traded too, before the season's over.
They could probably get something for the world, yes.
Yep.
Yeah. DJ should get you some shit.
Oh, for sure.
Hell. I mean, and definitely Lou Will. What the fuck? And hopefully, he landed on Houston last year. Hopefully he lands on another championship team.
Cleveland
contender
would be fantastic. He'd be
just because I don't.
How many more guys can Cleveland get? You know, like
And I think Cleveland though is not. It's just is not their year.
Yeah, maybe not. Maybe this is what LeBron needs. Like he had this year in Miami where they got there and all of a sudden it was just they got the shit kicked out of him by the Spurs in the finals and it's like, yeah, bro, you ain't on our level. And he's like, you're right. I'm gonna go to Cleveland. You're right. Touche. Yeah. And speaking so perfect segue. Is what is your take? Because this is, I forgot to mention, this is our NBA What's Your Take segment. Uh-huh. So, what is your take on the LeBron to LA rumors again? Because now Colin Cowherd's talking about he got a phone call from a guy who's in saying that LeBron to LA ain't dead. And now the Clippers making all this room. I heard two different things. I heard that the Clippers, they're not thinking LeBron, they're thinking like, we wanted to get rid of this Blake Griffin contract. And now we can make. You know, hopefully get some younger guys and rebuild. Yeah. And then I hear the Colin Cowherd thing where, well, maybe it's LeBron. LeBron comes here. Or Paul George comes to L.A. Because, you know, when you're a kid growing up in Palmdale, the one thing you think about is being a lifelong Clipper, right? Not a lifelong Laker. So we all know Paul George's dream is to be a Laker. He said it openly. So I don't know if that's real either. So,
but at this point, the Lakers have been told no by everybody for a while.
100%. We are 0 for 4.
So it doesn't matter. Look, I hate the Clippers. Like, I'm not, and actually, maybe you don't. I actually do. I'm not a Clipper fan at all. So to me, it's
I like the Clippers because of Lamar.
But the facts are the facts. They might attract somebody. And to me, it might see that's not the case.
There's a lot of...
I'll say this. If I was a Clipper fan... I'm hoping the first thing is the case, which is what the Lakers should do, what everybody should do, in my opinion, is do what you want to do. Get these assets, make that the real reason why you did it, and of course you're going to pitch LeBron in the offseason because everybody should.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
If
why
there's
would not?
Any way you can land him on your team, you pitch him. Yeah, he might say no, and you're cool because, again, that's why the original plan should be we did this because we did this.
Right.
If we get LeBron, shit, even better. If we don't, then it's fine. And that's why I told you with the Lakers, obviously I'm going to go back to the Lakers, what really matters here, is go ahead, of course. Like, people are like, you wouldn't take LeBron? I'll take LeBron.
Yeah.
But I don't want that to be the only way we're looking at this free agency. I don't want the only game plan to be, how do we make sure LeBron comes here? No. Do what you want to do, and then definitely pitch the shit out of LeBron if you want to. But... you do what you need to do first.
Did you hear Jalen Rose on the Bill Simmons podcast? So when Jalen was talking about recruiting, right? And he's like, I was the last guy to sign, but I was definitely one. But I was one of the first guys to say yes. Like, my word is 100%, but I'll be the last one to sign. He's like, to make that a lesson to all the free agents this year. And, you know, something like that for Paul George. If you're for Paul George, and LeBron, it needs to be like the 2010 where you went to, where those guys all got together, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and LeBron all shook hands and said, yep, we'll take $16.7 million and take a lot less and win some fucking titles. You know, that has to be like Paul George, you're going to LA, right? We're going to the Lakers, let's do this. Like you, me, they're going to, and we'll go DeMarcus.
And that would be, but to me, that would probably be a Clipper move. And it would be good for me, look.
Potentially.
The one thing that does trip me out, if we want to go on, like, you know how we're saying, is am I tripping that the Clippers maybe could steal LeBron from the Lakers? Remember I told you?
Yeah.
My opinion, straight up, I want that to happen.
Yeah, you told me that, and I was kind of shocked.
You know, I really do want that to happen because that makes it easy. The Lakers don't even have to look dumb or anything. They simply say, you know what? We couldn't get him. You know what I mean?
Like, they already had Brandon Ingram.
Because then if they get him and he fails, it sets us back. And they went, you know, and I know the way they... Because if the Lakers even have a night, I have the way I feel, I hope I'm so wrong. But I feel if they even have the slightest hint that LeBron is coming, they're going to overreact and just sell everything, get rid of everything and be like, you know, come through.
Because if there's a couple of options for this team, the Lakers team, like, you know, with these LeBron to LA rumors and... I don't know. We can get into like the Lakers stuff in later on.
The 2-max contract shit is what I told you that always pissed me off. Where that shouldn't be the motherfucking game plan.
No, the
land the best guy that you can land and then worry about everything else afterwards. I know that's the new age and maybe I'm thinking old school, but this whole package deal of like, if we could get this guy to convince this guy to come over here and move over here and then maybe they can get that guy. No. To me, if I feel the Lakers, just like I told you, if I'm giving them credit for these second round picks, well, shit. Let's hope some of these fucking first rounders are good, right?
Yeah.
So to me, it's one of those things where add one of those good guys to the good guys you already drafted, as opposed to saying, I really hope we could convince 7 guys that are in other teams to meet in our team.
Yeah.
Like that's.
We're talking about guys that are like 2 years away from being a free agents. And really, there's 2 big gets right now, right? Or if you count Paul George, there's 3.
Well, that's what I was going to tell you. So to me, if we're going to talk about concern, am I concerned that the Clippers are going to steal LeBron James from the Lakers? Hell no. I'm hoping they do. My real concern this year that I'll admit to you why I'm really upset, that I am concerned is because I do want a max guy. I'm not saying I don't want a max guy. Is Paul George is who I really wanted. And I really feel that's something that is not as likely as it seemed, it always seemed. And the Lakers have sucked on defense for a long time. The two-way player part of it changes the whole game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, now that I'm hoping, the way Paul George is, then I might as well start hoping we land Clay now then. They're almost going to start getting on the same level of chances this shit fucking happens. You know what I mean?
See him do a little shake and bake on Kelly Oubre.
You know what I like? You know how House of Highlights
that was so dope.
You know what I like about that shit? I like certain guys that get my props for certain things. So those House of Highlights I follow, you know, on Instagram, they post those videos that's all I saw. All right. So I see George do it and I look at the comments from fucking Oubre and he just commented L. Like, fuck it. He took an L. Like, he just commented L.
Oh, Oubre commented?
Yeah, Oubre commented on the video.
That's dope. Okay,
so it's like,
that's
what's up. At least he understood. I mean, I got took. What the fuck can I do?
Yeah, and he got mad. And then he got mad. Like, what?
Yeah, but I mean, it's in the
middle.
And
he's like the biggest.
It's in the middle of the game.
And he's a big showboat, too. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. It's in the middle of the game. He's
but he
it.
Would. He likes. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, he does. It doesn't mean he enjoys getting worked. Also,
of course. Okay, touche.
So,
we can move into the Laker points because if I had that, and then we'll
Paul
talk
George.
About.
So
we'll talk about Harden in
the Laker point is, fuck. Look, you know what I was going to mention to you before the Blake Griffin shit that was rumored before that big news came and just shocked the whole shit?
Yeah.
That I was kind of like intrigued. At least, you know, my fucking, the Rock's eyebrow raised kind of situation where I was like, what's going on here was, the Lakers were trying to get, Avery or Bradley, whatever the fuck.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For Clarkson.
And, you know, hey, that.
Now that's solid.
See, that.
That's solid.
Paul George. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but
how about that? And Lonzo, and all of a sudden, and Brandon Ingram, and Kuzma, I don't know. I mean, look, one of the weaknesses for the Lakers,
but you know, the
is
Lakers
clearly, like you said, defense. And I think a guy we can potentially get for defense, DeAndre, that shores up a lot of different things. If you're looking at OKC, let's not build a team like Golden State. They got lucky, good. However you want to say, they are gifted.
Let me ask you.
Talent.
Let me ask you something. What do you mean by not like them? Like, not like the way they did it. Not like the players they have.
Well, it's like they
those
have
are two
like,
different things.
They have like 3 of the best players in the league.
Well, no. But this is what this
and
is.
That's
what
I mean. Like,
this
don't
is what
try
I mean, clarify.
And,
like,
don't try and get like you can't replicate that.
Well, this is what I mean. Where the clarification would be like, some people when they copy what Golden State is doing, what they're saying is they want to get 5 guys that are between this height and try to say that isn't going to work because again, there's only those guys, like you said.
Yeah.
But
and they also have Kevin fucking Durant.
Where you might want to copy Golden State and where this is where I want the Lakers to do is
the ball movement.
No, a lot of the guys is their guys.
Yeah.
You drafted
the
these guys. Have confidence in what the fuck you did.
Yeah, they know
keep
your system.
Them together.
Yeah.
They're going to get good. And then you get the Durant to just change the fucking game. You know what I'm saying? So that's,
and they already won a title.
So with the Lakers, exactly. If you get these guys, you land the Paul George, mm-hmm. you're all of a sudden a shitload better than what the fuck you would have been.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't have to get seven. And again, you don't need to do the convince everybody else to leave teams and do all this thing.
But, and like, there's one more for the Lakers. There's two guys that I'm looking at. Okay, aside from DeAndre, maybe we don't get
DeAndre. Of course, Jordan.
Yeah, exactly. Because we can just do a him for Lopez and we're done. And then because Lopez will expire, exactly what the Clippers want.
And they're just trying to get rid of money.
And then DeAndre is our center for the next few years with him and Lonzo. I don't know. We're looking at more Lob City. And instead DeAndre of a Jordan selfie, maybe he can
like
go get a fucking
sneaky young,
champ.
Right? Like, he's barely
28, 30. 28, yeah, like 29. Yeah. Oh, you know, yeah. And he also can stay in L.A. I think he might be 30.
And you know I've been saying, give me a center. Doesn't have to be the greatest. And
defensive
honestly,
rebounding center.
What about Drummond?
And he might even, well, you know, well, I think Drummond. And
he's going to be available.
Yeah, probably.
Seems like he's about to be available.
Maybe. What about
maybe.
Greg Monroe? He just got
He just got bought out. Everybody said, even the report said he just got bought out, and there's going to be a lot of teams trying to go all in.
Three. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Monroe, I think like, well, I mean, Cleveland now, especially with Kevin Love being out, I think it's like a really good fit.
For Monroe?
Yeah, I think so. He'd be solid over there in Cleveland.
Yeah,
I mean, Cleveland needs to be trying some shit.
Well, Love's out 2 months.
Yeah.
That's humongous. You know? Or maybe back in Milwaukee. I don't know. I mean, like, no more Jason Kidd. So, I don't know. Maybe Kidd was a lot of problems there.
That's what happens when you give a guy, first-time guy, all the control and shit.
But there's two guys.
All right. I was going to ask. That's
two guys on the horizon for the Lakers that I really like that I think that we can make a move at. And obviously, a lot of guys like, you know, there's DeMarcus coming off the injury, but the Pelicans might sign him. Oh, my lights just turned off. So two guys are obviously DeMarcus, but I think the Pelicans will probably keep him around. And then there's Anthony Davis. And that's the guy where if I'm trading like Clarkson or Randall or any of my guys,
any assets,
that's the guy I'm looking at. And that's the guy I'm trying to bring home.
Brandon, I think you are, but so am I.
But everybody's trying to do that.
That's not realistic.
No, Davis, not yet.
Clarkson.
We have to grow. I'm saying, but the thing is, like, if you say...
No, but I'm saying trade for him. No. You know what I think how we get Anthony Davis the only way? We convince him he needs to be a Laker. We don't need to come with a package.
Well, what are
we
ways to do that?
We need him to say... That's what I mean.
Getting George... Or
him
growing.
Saying, I want to be a Laker. Because I heard, like, the way isn't the franchise owned by, like, the fucking same guys from the Saints?
Yeah.
And they're, like, fighting. It's, like, supposed to be this horrible situation. You know, what if AD says, I want the fuck out. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
And I want, you do the old school Kareem. Where Kareem went up to Milwaukee and said, hey, guys, I'm going to be a Laker.
So you
guys should try to get a trade with them.
Yeah.
So you could get some shit in return.
Pretty much.
Because I'm out. You know what I mean? I'm going to be a Laker.
Or we can hope. I mean, I know.
I'm going to be a Laker. So.
To be honest, the one get, there's LeBron. There's everybody in the league, right? Giannis, all these fucking amazing, amazing players. Mm-hmm. But you mentioned it before, and you've heard his name a lot on our show. Klay Thompson.
The sneaky dark horse that would change the game.
Klay.
Change the whole game.
He's a perfect shooting guard for what we're looking for. Even when I was thinking we had D-Lo, I was like, man, we had Klay, it would just...
What I tell you earlier about Paul George, and what definitely Klay is by definition, two ways, homie.
All-NBA. All-NBA,
two-way. If you're talking to me, I want to know if you're two ways. That's the only thing I want to know. And I don't mean if you like dudes and chicks. Well, I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, can you get down offensively and defensively? That's all I give a fuck about at this moment. Because... Not to harp on the same shit.
And he's one of the best ones.
Not to harp on the same shit, Brandon, but I'll tell you this time, this is what I want from a new guy, to take shit personally and to realize the Lakers have fucking sucked defensively for far too long.
That needs to stop now. It's very bad.
It needs to stop now. Like, immediately. That's the kind of shit.
Is our best guard like Josh Hart? Like a rookie? Or Brewer or something?
Well, for what I'm asking for, yes, so far. I mean, his skill level is nowhere near of
Klay,
the offensive part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
But defensively, he's
sound.
You know what my new favorite shit is? These 4-year college guys.
Yeah,
dog.
For sure.
You know what I mean? You know how much I love these guys. Like, these guys learn the game. They're pure. But fuck that. I'm not trying to be disrespectful right now. But this shit has, we do not even want to spend another second on Hart. Let's keep talking about Klay.
Yeah, no. Klay is the guy, hopefully, that he just goes to Golden State and says, I'm sick of winning championships and I want to go play for the
Lakers. I'm tired. I want to not win no more championships
I don't
for the
want
next
anymore.
7 years.
Like, I just want to hang out in L.A.
Nah,
like,
I think the Kyrie, you know how everybody says, when everybody shit on Kyrie for saying how selfish he doesn't want, like, How's that selfish? She said, I won already. I don't want to keep winning because of this dude. I want to give it a chance to see if I can do this bitch on my own.
Or he doesn't want all that drama and you can clearly see how it is, you know? Like,
no, I'm saying, what if Clay's like, yo, I know I can win on a great team like this because I'm doing it.
Yeah, he just wants to push himself. That's what I'm hoping
but
for.
But what if I could be the leader of a team? Because you know, Brandon, and I would slap everybody. In the, if I was anybody, I would be the most upset fan. Because you know the second Clay steps up in that bitch, he better get what he wants. When he wants it.
Oh, yeah. It's whatever. You know, whatever you want, sir.
You can tie Clay, LA Clay. You know what I would love about Clay going back to...
I want LA Clay.
This is... I know you, this is not really that relative, but I'm going to make it relative as fuck. The thing about Clay, what makes it even better is... Parents-wise... Oh. His dad, compared to Lonzo's dad, it's another level. It's a moron and a guy that was the first overall pick in the NBA before. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what we're talking about. An intelligent
man who works for the Lakers.
You know, some guy that's in Latvia... or whatever, Lithuania.
Lithuania.
And then the guy that's calling the games for the Lakers.
Yeah, and that's true. But hey, they're not doing too bad in Lithuania. So it's a nice little experiment, but that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, it's neither here nor there because, and I'm not trying to be the salty guy because, you know, especially I like the younger brother. But, yes, you should be balling in Lithuania.
I agree.
You should be balling in Lithuania.
If you're as good as you say you are.
No, not even if that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just an American-born American kid.
No. You got to be good, though. You could do, but you don't got to be amazing. This doesn't prove anything amazing because we know how bad. See, this is what trips me out. I don't want to mix the names. That's why I keep calling him the younger brother. I'm not trying to mix it up.
LaMelo.
Yeah, LaMelo. I was not. I knew LaMelo's got game. That's been shown. He's got game. I wanted him to be able to play against better competition so he could improve on his game. That's the only reason why I'm. But LiAngelo, whatever. No, dude, like, my shit is, what is he getting better? Like, he was not good enough to play UCLA.
I don't see the mechanics.
And that's
of
where
a
I'm
pro.
Telling you the only shit that is knocking me now on LaMelo, it's like, well, your brother didn't even get 5 minutes. He wouldn't have gotten any playing time at UCLA this year. And he's, like, running the show with this league. So, I gotta kind of give, the props I'm giving you, I gotta take it down a notch because even though you're a kid, the fact that your brother's balling in this league is hurting you because this means this league sucks.
Yeah.
You don't want the worst thing to happen, that's what I'm telling you, the dad is being an asshole by pairing them together. Because he's got to be like, fuck, dude, you're killing it for me. Because you suck and you're balling right here. So everybody knows that this league is bullshit.
Well, it's funny, like,
you know what I mean? Like, you suck, bro, and everybody knows you're balling over here.
It's
like,
funny, I was going to say, like, in the adult basketball leagues that we play in, like, if I'm the best player on the team, it all depends on if. Then that league is okay. Yeah. Like, if we're looking to be in a really, really good league, I should not be the best player in the team. Like, it's just the fact.
You size stuff up, right? Like, oh, I'm the best player on this team, so we're mediocre at best.
C-minus division, not too shabby.
Right? So that's what he should look at.
Lithuania.
Like, I'm balling, and then, like, once he goes off for 46 points, and he's like, hell, he's feeling himself, then he goes, he looks at the next stat, and he goes, what the fuck, you scored 30 for? What the fuck? This league sucks. This league sucks. You know, and that's where the dad's fucking this shit up, right?
All right.
You know what I'm saying?
Let's spend a few minutes before we break it into the second part.
But no, let's go back on Clay. Clay would change the game. Clay would be epic.
Well, I wanted to talk about another shooting guard who had another amazing game. And I think he deserves our time as well.
Shooting guard?
Yeah, or point guard, or just guard.
Okay, so that means you're going to tell me something, because... I already know kind of where you're going, so I'm going to start hinting, but just a preamble to this bitch.
He has a beard.
This is the opposite of what we were talking about earlier with this two-way deal. This is a no.
This is
a one-way street.
Yeah, but
this is downtown LA where it's just one ways all around.
Yeah, but it's a highway, and you can go 150 miles an hour.
You can, but it's one way, though.
It's the Nürburgring ring, you okay? James Harden, he might be, you know, Harrison told me, my little brother Harrison, shout out to the redhead, he told me, is James Harden the best lefty ever? And I was like, I don't know, you know, like, well.
That changes the game. I never thought about the fact that he's the lefty.
Like, yeah, and he's like, I was like, Michael Redd can score, but he only played a few seasons. And I'm thinking about, like, you know, Lamar was fantastic. He won two titles, but I mean.
Hell no. If that's the competition, then fuck no.
But I'm,
he's definitely the best.
But then I'm thinking, you know, it's definitely not. There's like.
I know, but if you were talking, like, then what I'm saying is, why are we talking Lamar and Michael Redd? How did Michael Redd make the conversation? Then that means there's no lefties that ever played the game.
No, I mean, I guess, yeah, right?
Has there never been a lefty?
Never been a lefty player.
Are those the only three lefties, or what the fuck?
No, because, but for recently, I'm thinking more recently for me, like, that I see.
I know, and that's even, how recent is Michael Redd, bro? We're old.
And Michael Redd is really...
There's a lot of fools that are probably, I'm hoping younger kids are listening, and they're like, Michael Redd?
Willis Reed.
Who was Michael Redd? He's probably like a senator somewhere or some shit.
Yeah, Michael Redd, was he a coach?
Yeah, he's like 43 somewhere, isn't he?
Yeah, I think so.
He's probably too busy being 40-something.
Man, who was a good lefty aside from those guys? But, you know, it's like, I think James might be the best.
But even if there's, because there's good guys. Of course, like you said, the real Van correct Axel. Answer, there's definitely good lefties.
Is Van Axel better than Redd? He had a better career?
Than Harden?
No. Did Van Axel have a better career than
Redd? Yeah, hell yeah.
Just because he played longer, right?
Yeah. They both kind of, but I won't.
Redd was a better shooter.
Oh, man. But Van Axel showed he was badass.
He was a beast. I like Nick the Quick. Nick the Quick, for sure.
No, but look. All the teams but again, Harden, even if we're going to mention, even once we go back and make fun of ourselves that we missed a bunch of great lefties that we're going to be like, how were we
asked to? At least I said Willis Reed, so I'm good.
Well, the point being is, Harden definitely belongs at this point with whoever the fuck you want to talk. Like, I mean, as far as, again, offensively.
Yeah, defensively, he's still horrific.
I mean,
and terrible. Just doesn't really try. Mm-hmm.
Like his coach.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, you know, they're on the point where it's like, well, we're just going to score more runs. For baseball, it's like, we're going to hit more home runs than you. It's like,
that's why I tell you why I like I was never a fan of D'Antoni when the Lakers got him. But why I like the pairing here is I like when teams stop faking the fun.
And they went Chris
Paul.
And
the Houston Rockets said, we're paying a lot of money for James Harden. Let's not kid ourselves. We're here.
Yeah.
Let's find somebody that's going to let this guy do what he can do. Because if they fuck around, look, because this is what somebody could say, because this is a good, I'm going to mention a good head coach, right? That this is what other teams would have done in this situation, or could do in this situation. No, go get like a Thibodeau. Great coach, defensive minded. But that's going to be somebody hitting their fucking head against a brick wall over and over. Because 7 years in, if even lasts that long, three years in.
Harden's in that office day six, he's running me way too hard.
Within 2 years in, though, he's going to realize there is absolutely no way I'm going to change this man. And that's going to be a huge waste of time. D'Antoni,
it was
a two-minute conversation. He said, don't even trip, homie. You're about to go off, and don't worry about anything else.
And, you know, look, you know what's funny? Is that Daryl Morey, their GM, probably thought just like you thought right now. And he thought of that. He's like, you know what? I don't want to. Let's just get a guy who fits our guys. Like, we think we have a good enough team.
And if not, then switch it up. Then switch this whole shit up.
For sure. But he was a 60-point triple-double. That's the highest amount of points in a triple-double in NBA history. I know you love triple-doubles, so I know I wanted to say this for you.
Yeah, and we talked about it earlier where it's like, I love, since I'm definitely a triple-double guy, I like those triple-doubles we mentioned earlier when you got like 20 rebounds or 32, 17, and 15.
The gaudy stats.
Even go extra. You don't go just barely hitting 10, it.
You get 13, you go 15.
And the shit why this is crazy is because the fact that I like 20 rebounds and like 20 assists, which are crazy numbers, or, you know, some shit like that, like 15 assists and 20, 60 points is, obviously, it's not a math problem here, but it's two 30-point games here, bro. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got a triple-double, but 60 is two great games.
And then you assisted on at least 20 additional.
You know, 60 is two good games.
Yeah.
He gets to have a shitty game the next game now because he scored 30 already on this previous game, more than he should have.
It's a crazy stat line.
30 gets the job done. Like, if you score 30, your team should win the game.
I told Mike, it's like an NBA 2K My Player stat line. It's like where you have control of every player on the team and you pass it to one specific guy because you want him to score the whole game.
The guy you're trying to level up or whatever. Exactly. Like, get him as better. Like, I need to shoot I need his 3-point shooting percentage to go up, so I'm only going to shoot threes with him the whole entire game.
He can fill it up, man, and he can get to the paint. He's a very good free throw shooter. He takes advantage of things. He takes advantage of the NBA not calling travels anymore, but so does everybody. So I can't just say, hey, Harden does it. Everybody does it.
But what he has in common with all the great ones, all the guys that do stupid
shit. He gets to the line.
Well, yeah, but what all these guys have in common that are this good, that start doing shit like this is, they take their job seriously, bro.
Yeah, he's taking it much more seriously
now. You can do whatever you do is, he might not work on getting, he might not even spend the minute working on fucking defense, but that doesn't mean he's not spending double the amount of time now.
Yeah.
Perfecting that offense.
But they also built that team to have guys that play defense, like Ariza and now Chris Paul, Capella. All those guys are what Harden isn't. Yeah. Defensive guys who are hard, you know,
that's
gritty.
That's Daryl Morey, going back to what you said. Maybe you're right. It's more, but at the same time, it's one of those things you mentioned earlier. He can get the line. He gets foul calls or they don't call travels. Certain guys know that, but they don't take advantage of it. There's a difference when you put two and two. That's
Very Dwayne Wade-ish.
When you work on it. You know exactly what advantages you have, which ones you don't. And it seems like he's the kind of player that at this moment, he's in the prime of his career and he's fully taking advantage of every single advantage. Yeah. Every advantage he has in the game, he's taking it.
You know, if they're playing a close game, like a ticky-tack game, go to the rim. Go to the hole. They're going to call a foul. They're going to get fouled. So
because he knows how to get it to. Yeah. He's not just going to the rim. He's going to the rim to get fouls.
You know, and it's funny.
Or buckets. Either or. Because that's how you get to 60.
And I'll end the NBA segment like this because then we're going to go to the NFL. We'll take a break and then go into the NFL. Is that, you know, the way Brandon Ingram was going to the hole. As a rookie last year, it was a little bit weak. It was more like, I don't want to get contact. But now it's more like, I'm just going to do what I do and he'll end to finish. And it's a completely different way of going to the hole. Harden's figured that out. At a young age already, he knew how to finish. You know, I guess maybe, is Isaiah Thomas one of the best lefties ever? No.
But also, like, I feel like, you know, sometimes, you know, it's all, like, people mention all the time, all these successful people say, you know, when you hear sometimes they, like, talk about the journey is part of the whole thing, right?
Right, right, right.
With Harden, he's a guy that's really good, obviously. His skill level is what it is, right? Yep. I mean, you also got to have the skill level. But remember, this is a guy with the hugest chip on his shoulder. He wasn't a starter at a certain point.
No, and he
got to get humble.
And he was straight.
Look, I'm the biggest Ingram fan, but at the same time, I don't know. It's a different route that he's going to take. Obviously, yeah. He's going to have his journey. But he was a starter from the jump. He didn't have that humbling moment that certain people. And why I tell you, I like these four-year seniors. That have to, like a Kuzma, I mentioned this about him all the time. He has to have, year after year, seen shittier players than him make the league.
Yep. Yeah.
And there's a chip that just gets bigger and bigger, and you start popping it more and more in front and daring motherfuckers to touch that bitch. Because you are for real in this.
Hope D'Angelo has that chip, because I really like D'Angelo Russell.
Well, you saw he just went off, like, he had like 22 and 17.
He's finally coming back, because they were back slowly.
That's why he only played like 22 minutes, like 17.
He was playing like 13 minutes, he's getting back. But, you know, that's another guy's going to have a chip. But we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back for NFL segment. I'll release it in two different episodes. I'll throw it on YouTube. So make sure you check out part two and subscribe to us. We're going to be very active on YouTube this year. So thank you very much. I'll throw the links below. Guys, stay tuned. See you later.
Peace.